I'm speaking here with Steve Arcana, Vice President of Operations for Golden Gaming. Golden Gaming started with a Nevada slot route and has grown into a chain of the popular PT's and Sierra Gold taverns. You have casino operations in Pahrump and Colorado. Could you talk about how the company got started and what spurred its growth?
Sure. Golden Gaming began as Southwest Services, operating as a subsidiary of Station Casinos. The business included the operation of vending machines, pay phones, and a small slot route service within the Las Vegas Valley. In 2001, Mr. Sartini resigned his position as Chief Operating Officer for Station Casinos and acquired Southwest Services. He renamed the company Golden Gaming, and that is when the company began to diversify and rapidly grow.
And how did you get involved in gaming in Colorado?
Well, Colorado has been a market that we've been watching for many, many years. In late 2004, we were presented with an opportunity to purchase two separate operations in the Black Hawk market. The first of which was the acquisition of the Mardi Gras Casino, and the second was the purchase of two properties, the Golden Gates and the Golden Gulch, which are directly adjacent to the Mardi Gras. This transaction took place in early 2005, and the three properties were rebranded as the Golden Casino Group.
Colorado's recently enacted a statewide smoking ban. How are you dealing with that at your three casinos?
Yes, that's correct. We have constructed convenient, heated, and partially enclosed patios. Our patios are very spacious and offer multiple entrances from the casino area. With our aggressive marketing approaches and convenience to our patios, we've minimized the effects that the smoking ban has had on our business.
Have you seen any change in the numbers, or is it sort of, at this point, a little too early to tell?
It's too early to tell. I would say at this particular point, the effects have been minimal.
Now, at the same time, you operate the Pahrump Nugget and are working to finalize a deal to acquire the Saddle West in Pahrump from the Marnell Shure Gaming Group. Obviously, you like the Pahrump gaming market. What is it about that area that's attractive to Golden Gaming?
Well, Pahrump is just a short distance from Las Vegas and shares some of the same dynamics as Las Vegas. Fast growth, low unemployment, and pleasant year-round weather make Pahrump a great substitute for families and retirees moving west. Our approach in Pahrump has been very simple and successful. We offer quality gaming and food products, excellent amenities, and the best service in town. The property has recently been renovated and includes all new amenities, including a 24-lane bowling facility, a state-of-the-art race and sports book facility, a poker room, 70 hotel rooms, and the finest restaurant in Pahrump called the Stockman's Steakhouse.
Okay, and do you have any expansion or development plans in Pahrump?
We do. We have a world-class master plan for the Pahrump Nugget, and we'll commit to it in phases as long as the market matures and continues to grow. We are still in the due diligence phases of our acquisition of the Saddle West Casino, and we feel that this property is a complement to our Pahrump market position. We look forward to the continued success of this property as well.
Okay, and I think it was last week when I first read about it, there was an announcement that you are working to develop a full-blown casino in northern Nevada as well. My questions initially had the Reno area, but it's Carson City?
Correct.
What are you hoping to bring to that area? What's this property going to be?
Well, our location is at the intersection of Route 50 and 395. I feel like we have the premier location in the Carson Valley. The project is called the Sierra Gold Casino, and this project is very appealing to us. We feel this project will add a new style of gaming excitement and hospitality to the Carson Valley. In keeping with the standards that our company is known for, our gaming operation, food quality, and outstanding customer service will be the attraction here.
Do you have any sort of tentative timetable and budget for that development?
Right now, the Northern Nevada market continues to recover from rapid expansion of travel gaming in Northern California. We will continue to monitor this recovery and we'll decide when the timing is right for this project to commence.
Is there a budget, estimated cost for the project at this point?
Not at this time.
Okay.
Not at this time.
At the same time, Golden Gaming has also thrown its hat into the ring to build one of the area casinos in Kansas. Other than it being a new market opening up to gaming, what is your interest in Kansas?
The Kansas City market is very appealing for many reasons. This is a market that is convenient to several million day trippers. Several of us have experience in the Kansas City, Missouri market. With no boarding process or loss limits, the Kansas gaming regulations appear to be more favorable to the operators compared to Missouri. Most importantly, our project proposal of a $660 million world-class casino resort with quality amenities such as upscale restaurants, spa facility, bowling, 300 guest rooms, lifestyle retail, and a Tom Watson Championship golf course seems to be a terrific fit for the Wyandotte County. We are currently in the process of sharing the details of this project with Kansas City gaming officials.
For the last year here in Las Vegas, Golden Gaming has been managing the gaming operations for Morgan's Hotel Group at the Hard Rock Casino.
Correct.
Could you talk about how that development, how that relationship with Morgan's developed?
Sure.
And what ultimately led to that contract?
Sure. We were actively pursued by the executives of Morgan Hotel Group back in the middle of 2006. At that time, we agreed to manage the casino operations of the property while they sought approval for a gaming license. The relationship has been a good one. In particular, we feel that our casino and slot marketing expertise has been a welcome component to the success of this iconic property. The Morgan's Hotel Group has been approved by the NGCC to operate the casino, and thus our obligation will come to an end on February the 29th of this year.
Could you talk a little bit about the experience of running the Hard Rock? I mean, it's a pretty well-established property, fairly popular destination for a lot of people coming to Las Vegas. Were you able to learn anything that you could bring to either your properties in Pahrump or Colorado, or that you could bring to Kansas or Northern Nevada?
Absolutely. Operating the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino was an excellent experience for our company. The casino offers a very high energy environment that caters to a unique, typically younger demographic. In both current and future Golden operations, there may be some similarities to this type of environment, and we will learn from our experiences as we continue to develop our product.
Looking for the most informative weekly publication in the gaming industry? Subscribe to Global Gaming Business Weekly, the only electronic news magazine that brings the news of the gaming industry to your desktop every Monday morning. Global Gaming Business Weekly is a complete publication with information on the gaming industry in the U.S., Europe, Asia, and beyond. Read about the latest moves in Indian gaming, the updated research about problem gaming, the breaking news that will impact everyone in the gaming industry all in one publication. Global Gaming Business Weekly is read by all the top executives in the gaming industry before they start their work week. Shouldn't you? To subscribe, go to the Global Gaming Business website, www.ggbmagazine.com, click on the Global Gaming Business Weekly icon. Don't be the last to know. Read Global Gaming Business Weekly every Monday morning.
Now, you sort of have an edge here in terms of a pseudo locals casino thing with the way PTs and Sierra Gold operate, mm-hmm. but do you have any plans to develop an actual, like, full-fledged locals casino here in Las Vegas?
Well, our company entertains both acquisition and new build projects on a daily basis. Even with our national economy struggling to some extent, gaming continues to grow in most states in the country. We will continue to evaluate these casino opportunities in both Nevada and specific regions throughout the United States.
As I just mentioned, the PTs and mm-hmm. the Sierra Gold chains are probably the most popular or at least the most well-known bars and taverns throughout Las Vegas and the Nevada area. And that chain just seems like just about every month there's a new one that's opening up. How many properties do you have in the chain right now, and what are your plans for future development?
First of all, we agree that our taverns are the most recognizable operations in the state, and we in fact are the largest operator of taverns in the state of Nevada, and the taverns are the foundation of our company. We currently operate 45 taverns in the state, 37 in southern Nevada and 8 in northern Nevada. We continue to be bullish on the tavern business and are currently working on renovating several stores and launching a new brand. In Southern Nevada, our brands include PT's Pubs, PT's Places, PT's Golds, and of course our flagship operation, Sierra Gold.
What is it that you think has made these taverns so successful?
Well, the popularity of our brands lies within the vision of our company. We're committed to offer convenient locations, all the current video poker and slot platforms, state-of-the-art player reward and bonusing programs called Golden Rewards, great food, and most importantly, the best people in the business. Simply put, PT's and Sierra Gold's are quality joints and are very convenient for all of our customers.
And during the Super Bowl, you unveiled a new ad campaign for PT's. It's also a print campaign featuring Kurt Busch of NASCAR. How did this relationship come about? And are you now a sponsor? Are you getting involved in NASCAR sponsorship or anything like that?
Yes. First of all, the campaign is a TV, print, and outdoor campaign. Well, first of all, Kurt Busch is a native Las Vegan and a loyal PT's customer for many, many years. His title sponsor happens to be Miller Lite. So one day after he won a NASCAR race at the Pocono Speedway, Kurt was making a speech on national TV. Out of the blue, he mentioned how much he enjoys sipping cold Miller Lights at his favorite taverns in Las Vegas, PT's. Being a huge NASCAR fan, I happened to be watching that day, and needless to say, I was floored by this comment. And one thing led to another, and after several meetings with Kurt and his agents, we struck a deal that is beneficial for both parties. Our Kurt Busch I Want My PT's campaign launched on Super Bowl Sunday, and this is obviously very exciting stuff for our company.
One thing you mentioned was that you're launching a new brand in the PT's sort of Sierra Gold mm-hmm. line. Could you talk about what that is?
Yes. I'll be somewhat limited because we're excited to keep this brand under cuffs, if you will.
Okay.
But the brand is called The Loft, and our first loft operation will open up in June or July of this year. It's a very exciting operation to be planning. We've traveled to several different cities in the United States and found and observed concepts that are sort of an upscale retail type of operation. We'll feature high-end spirits, sake, high-end vodkas, high-end tequilas, live entertainment, and we're very excited about launching our first loft in the middle part of this year.
So it's sort of like the next step really beyond the Sierra Gold kind of thing? You're adding the live entertainment venue, basically, and sticking with like the high-end sort of tavern?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good way of explaining it. A little bit more edgy.
Okay.
A little bit more upscale, if you will. A very dynamic retail environment, live entertainment, very exciting. Should be a nice addition to our portfolio of brands.
Okay, and one thing that I forgot to put in here that just sort of came to me was the, if I'm not mistaken, the deadline for the Kansas applications was like the end of December?
Correct.
Do you know what the timetable is, like when any announcements? Have you heard anything as to how that process is moving along?
We hope to hear the results of our presentation by about the middle of this year.
Okay, so it's still a little ways out.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple personal questions.
Sure.
You mentioned earlier before we even got started that you're from Atlantic City originally.
Correct.
Is that where you got your start in the gaming industry?
I grew up in South Jersey and okay. Got my start in the gaming industry in 1985 at the Sands Hotel in Atlantic City.
All right, and how did you make the transition, or what brought you from Atlantic City out to Las Vegas?
Well, I came up through the food and beverage ranks.
Okay.
Worked in several of the different restaurants at the Sands. Worked my way up to the food and beverage director of the property, and was recruited by Station Casinos in 1995. To come out here to participate in the growth that company was experiencing at the time. When I moved out to Las Vegas in 95, I was food and beverage director for several of the different station properties, Texas Station, Sunset Station. Eventually, I was the vice president of food and beverage for Station Casinos Corporate. At that particular point, I crossed over to the casino side in about 1999 and went into a casino management development program, became the assistant general manager of Boulder Station, went on to become the vice president and general manager of the Santa Fe Station, and ultimately vice president and general manager of the Texas Station. Left there in 2003 to pursue a career with Golden Gaming, at which time I became the vice president of operations for this company.
Thank you for choosing the Global Gaming Business Podcast. If you want to learn about any of the issues discussed on this show, go to our website at ggbmagazine.com or subscribe to the industry's most comprehensive newsletter, Global Gaming Business Weekly. We'll see you next week for another edition of the Global Gaming Business Podcast.